This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 19th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. We missed including this story yesterday from the Wall Street Journal, and it is a good one. It's from John McCormick and Alexander Ostapovich, and is titled, Google CME Cloud Partnership Could Upend Tech Investments by Traders. High-frequency traders have spent years building systems designed to work with exchange's data center. Matthias Grolich of Eurex posted a commentary to LinkedIn titled, Eurex Euro OIS Outstanding Increase 12 Times Since 2018. Euro Stir on the Rise. The story talks about how Eurex successfully managed legacy transactions worth 364 billion euro referenced to Iona across the Euro Stir, and how this represents a major milestone for the European rates transition. Traders Magazine has a tribute to Sean Sullivan, an OMS sales pioneer who died at the age of 58. Sullivan was the chief revenue officer at Liquidity Book and died Saturday, November 13th, following complications from surgery to remove a brain tumor. NYSE has a position open on its communications team for a communications associate. ADM Investor Services announced that Melanie O'Brien has been promoted to the position of Director of IB and Customer Relations. O'Brien has been part of ADMIS in various positions since 1984. The London Stock Exchange has held 100 IPOs in 2021, year to date. The DC Bar Communities is holding a remote Zoom session on NASDAQ's Board Diversity Rule, Implementation and Impact on Tuesday, November 30th, 2021 at 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chicago Federal Reserve has a new tool to get a local economic snapshot of a city, county, state, region, or Federal Reserve District to find economic, industry, and demographic information. Encyclopedia Britannica is looking for a manager of financial planning and analysis. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. FIA Expo 2021, Exigy merger seen as solid marriage of products businesses. Why bring Exigy Inc. and Vela Trading Systems together? The firms combined forces last May, and two of their executives talked to JLN about the reason behind their merger at FIA Expo 2021 in November. David Taylor, Exigy's Chief Technology Officer and co-president, said the combination allows the companies to have more scale in the marketplace, more tools, and more opportunity to invest in the expansion of the company's offering. Growing organically and inorganically was always part of our agenda. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. London's banking uniform is now bespoke chinos and brown shoes. The financiers are back in London's financial district, but they're getting a little harder to recognize. In the once austere city of London, an era-defining change is underway. Bankers coming back to their desks are leaving their suits at home and calling time on decades-old taboo against brown shoes. The city streets may be increasingly busy. Sandwich sales in London are running at 88% of pre-COVID levels, but more and more returning workers don't look like they did before March 2020. Instead, now comfortable with the informality of video calling, they are sporting a smart casual look and adopting a dress-for-your-day attitude. My comment, I could be a London banker. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Ex-JP Morgan trader sells jam, inspires Italians who want to quit. After 4 years in the trenches as a London-based trader for firms including JP Morgan Chase & Company, Andrea Tagliabue decided he'd had enough. Now, the story of how he packed it in and returned to his native Lombardy to create a new life closer to the land is inspiring other Italians who want to move on from their jobs. My comment, there are just too many bad jokes to be made here. Let's just say this is a sweet story. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Storms forecast for Thanksgiving week could complicate holiday travel plans. Weather predictions could change, but currently show rain on both coasts early next week. Inclement weather could mean travel delays for Thanksgiving week, one of the busiest of the year in the U.S. A storm is forecast to bring rain and high winds to the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest starting Sunday. The weather system will then move east towards New York, accompanying the coldest air of the season in the region Monday into Tuesday. My comment, be prepared. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the New York Times vaccinated versus unvaccinated, Europe's COVID culture war. Second was Waters Wrap, what TT's new owners and CEO could mean for the industry going forward from Waters Technology. Third was ASX says its DLT services platform is now production ready from the Trade News. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.